This track has been specifically designed for you to listen to as you prepare for the birth of your baby. During a time where things have shifted to a different kind of landscape than you'd probably anticipated before. And even though things on the outside are shifting and changing in a very different way to what you'd imagined or expected, you do know, don't you, that you have all of the resources inside to manage any turns, any changes of direction, any changes. Because although sometimes we may not be able to change the stuff that is happening out there, but you know, don't you? You know that you do have more and an increasing ability than you ever thought you could and can change and shift your own internal landscape so that you can navigate any shifts and changes more easily than you first imagined you could. Can you not? Because you've adapted before, haven't you? There are times when a person looks back at a time when they thought they couldn't do something. That was before the daydreaming, the quiet meandering, the wandering thoughts of the unconscious placing new resources in place. And those quiet nighttime dreams where connections take place in the metaphor of nonsensical story. Because your unconscious, that wise part of you, it's good to know that that's always working for you without you even thinking about it. So you can just forget about this as you focus on that. And it may be now that you're sitting with the possibility of giving birth in a different way now to how you'd imagined before. Perhaps with your birth partner unable to be physically present for some, most, or all of this time. And even though you know the important logic behind this, there's awareness of your value, a valued contribution to the well-being of others, to keep people safe. And even though this isn't what you'd pictured, there are things that you can put in place to make this more comfortable, so that you can flow with, in, and out, and through the birth of your baby, feeling your partner's presence, their love, surrounded, around, and sinking right into the nucleus of what it's like to be right next to your partner. Now, I don't know if you've ever been away from somebody. Perhaps they were a long, long way away, maybe in another land, and you've looked up at the moon, really paid attention to it, making out the shadows of the surface and the brightness of its reflection as it illuminates and kisses the landscape all around. And how many times have you considered and known this is the exact same moon that your loved one is looking at too? And in this specific moment, as you're both gazing from separate locations at exactly the same location, connects and brings together in time and space. There's a kind of unspoken connection now, as a person, as two people, can watch the contours of the moon and wonder how quiet, how still it is up there. The vast night sky and a heart connection anchored by a steadfast moon, surrounded by stars. Two people's beautiful experience. The same experience where physical distance simply melts away. And because you know you're connected in that way, they might as well be sitting right next to you, with a supportive hand around the shoulder and a knowing gaze of, "You've got this. I believe in you. And I see you believe in you do deep down have all the resources you need, don't you?" You see, the wonderful thing about romantic partners is that every partnership is unique. And you know the unique ins and outs of what it means to be close. Those unspoken words saying everything in the moments of silence. That distance between, filled with knowing, knowledge of a loving support. And I don't know whether it's the way that your partner brushes your hair from your forehead or unexpectedly wraps their arms around you from behind. I don't know whether it's how they take your hand or look deeply beyond the eyes inside to connect soulfully. Maybe it's all or none of these, and maybe it's something else that you share. Those little and meaningful things that you do when you're together. And your partner, they have a particular smell too. A scent which probably had a lot to do with your initial attraction. Because we all have our signature smell. And you'll know theirs unmistakably as you take a deep breath now. And the time you first met, an inevitable gravitation towards each other that meant you felt a deep connection, even with miles between. So a part of you can begin to rediscover that too. So take a deep breath and feel them close, only a breath away. Warm, comfort, support. Their smell, their voice, right here in the birth space, and distance melted away. And with that scent comes all of the other associated things, the things they do and are, which holds so much importance and meaning. The curve of the neckline, the softness of lips, that familiar voice, the way they move. Now is the time to really step inside and notice fully how much closer you can feel. Just how much closer can you feel somebody's presence when you really experience in your imagination every little detail? Conversations which quench the thirst of the soul, and memories of times before, journeys, times, places together, talking, playing, laughing. And I don't know if you recall the time now that you've spent together and felt fully connected. And I invite you to make time to talk with your loved one. Recall together a time you really enjoyed together, laughing, playing, and loving fully. And you can decide together your very own anchor for connection. Just in the same way that people can connect through a moon, that when you're birthing your baby, you can go back there in your memory to that time, place, togetherness, and find your anchor of connection here, with all of the smells and sounds, all of the feelings and sensations, and invite them too, as they hold space for you, wherever they are, waiting for that joyful reunion once again. They can instead step into your agreed space and time to meet, to anchor, to connect, to support and be together as your body opens to birth. So the invisible and the lines of space and time between diminish. You both spend time here, an ethereal, wonderful landscape, a place and memory that only you two alone share. Being together, connected, supported, And whenever you go there when you're in labour, you can meet and touch and breathe and hold and be. You see, the wonderful thing about people's powerful imagination is all we need to do is imagine, visualize, and the body and soul will respond as though they are physically there beside you. And perhaps you feel their presence in ways that you can't describe. It's okay. You don't need to. You can practice being separate and yet feeling together. A gift of presence in the present. And a gift to unfold when you know it's almost time to meet your baby. Any time you choose. Some people like to imagine a thread, golden, silver, or any colour you choose for yourself. A thread connected deep within the heart space, your heart. Energetic thread rooted deeply, just like an umbilical cord, so to speak, and the other end of a long continuous cord connected and rooted deeply within your partner's heart, a lifeline that can transmit and move messages, feelings, thoughts, and pure impulse pulsing backwards and forwards, love between, absorbing inside. They might as well be right here. And this cord, this continuous line, is deeply flexible. So no matter how far or near the distance, it's there, strong, pulsing, communicating quietly. And as you send the connections out and receive the responses back between you, that you both need, experience now what it's like for those to flow along the root of that cord and into this heart, mind, soul, to grow the feeling of support inside, to fill a body, your body, with the presence of your loved one, your partner. Every cell, every fiber. How wonderful to be able to do that easily. And if you can fill a body, your body, with the presence, communications, the love and the being, the very energy of your partner, then you can also, can you now begin to grow that feeling out of the body, beyond, cocooning yourself in a bubble, a bubble of support which, with ideas of the moon and connection, and a long, continuous, unbroken line between here and there, between this and that. You might find yourself defying everything that you once believed to be true. You become them. They become you. You become one. Curiously closing the distance of space and time. And so the support grows. So imagine this. A cocoon. And you. And your baby at the nucleus. Surrounded by the very essence of love and communication. From a person with whom you hold this mutual love, I wonder how warm that is. Then at the nucleus of this warmth wrapped in support and connecting the warmth and love from the outside with the baby inside. So they can feel it too. And so, as you and your amazing unconscious continues to shift, finding new ways of connecting which are beyond the physical realm, perhaps even, if it feels right for you, into the energetic realms. Because we all feel the energies inside and out, in one way or another, don't we? And sometimes opening the heart and creating connection in new ways. You already know how to do that. So you can just let that happen. And as your unconscious mind continues throughout the remainder of your pregnancy to settle those things in place naturally, no thought required. It's important for you to know that midwives, I don't know if you know this already, but the word midwife means with women, with woman, with and there for you. And I have a friend who knows midwives well. And she knows, just as you can know, that midwives are phenomenal creatures. Midwives go into this profession because of a calling to support, to hold space, to listen to and know you. And they understand deeply your needs. Just like a moon, a midwife can hold steadfast for you too. A special kind of hero, because sometimes the heroes you've only just met can become a close confidant and birth keeper in the blink of an eye. And that you have got this, Mama. You know it deeply inside. Your midwife knows it. Your birthing ancestors, they know it too. And I know that your partner, your loved one, knows it. So spend some time as you continue to enjoy feeling baby on the inside, on making those connections, the moon, a thread, a bubble. Because you know you do have all the resources inside. And in the future, you can notice yourself looking back with pride and maybe a sense of wonder at just how many more resources you had than you thought you did. Didn't you? You really have got this. And that is on every level. Good to know, isn't it?